Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Andy Williams bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Not much business going on today. We're mostly doing Christmas type stuff, but a little bit of business because we got Barbara Weltman here. Barbara is one of our top tax experts in the Brain Trust. She's been with us now almost 16 years. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Guide to Self-Employment, but also the main one is her Small Business Taxes books. Is the 2014 out by now, Barb?
2014 for the 2013 returns and year-end planning, actually.
Make sure that the 2014 is the one you're going to be using to get ready for 2013 taxes. And Barbara, in the previous segment, we were talking about the Smiles charity that helps with cleft lips and cleft palates and things like that. One of the charities that we were saying was such low administration that we give to, Barbara, and you have my letter there. What's the name of that?
Alliance for Smiles.org.
Folks, it's a small organization, very low administration. I encourage you to check them out. And by the way, if you want to see the other charities that we donate to, they're on our website, and if you get our newsletter, you will have seen that too. But anyway, Barbara, thank you for being here, folks. You know, as Barbara mentioned earlier, you can deduct that, and it's a way of getting the government to help you contribute, isn't it?
That's right. That's really important. I think that there's some confusion though. Many of us at this time of year do things for charity without having to spend cash. We you know, serve at soup kitchens and other things.
Right.
And I think it's just important to recognize that those are really worthy endeavors, but you can't write off your time.
Right.
Your time and effort,
exactly.
Your expertise or anything like that. So it's really when you're going to give cash or property that you get to write it off.
You know, and I'll tell you something else, and I don't want this to sound intolerant, but one of the things that I'm really proud of our country for, and I'm not going to say we're the only country that's like this, but I don't think there's a country in the world that has the level of personal, individual contributions and volunteering that Americans do. We don't own the franchise on it, Barbara, but I think when you see how other countries, how other cultures feel about taking care of the less fortunate, America is pretty unique, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's unbelievable. Look at the response when there was the catastrophe in the Philippines.
Yep.
The outpouring of support from the U.S. was just unbelievable. And
yep.
And you see that, and whether it's for abroad or here.
And we're not talking about the government, people, folks. We're not talking about what the U.S. government does. We're talking about regular citizens.
Regular citizens stepping up to the plate,
yeah.
and the generosity is just unbelievable. And people give, as I said, not only of their financial resources, but
right.
they also give so much of their time and in working for various organizations and provided the needed manpower without any compensation or any kind of reward financially speaking. It's just breathtaking, I think.
Barbara, there's something that I want to ask you about along those lines. One of the things that's been troubling me is I've heard the Obama administration making noises about limiting charitable contributions as far as deductibility.
Well, it's already happened.
It's
happened for 2013 returns.
Tell us about that.
High income taxpayers will see a reduction in the write off of their charitable contributions because there's a phase out of itemized deductions if your income exceeds the threshold amount that depends on your filing status. So unfortunately, you know, it's great to give, but you may not get all the write-offs that you had been expecting for your donation.
I didn't realize that had already gone in. So here's what troubles me, and folks, I'm not trying to be political here, but anything that we do that diminishes the zeal and the spirit of contributing that America is one of our greatest traits of all time, that's comparable, in my opinion, to our entrepreneurial spirit. Anything that we do that diminishes that is wrong.
Well, I couldn't agree more. But the good news is that if you look at the level of giving, it really hasn't been impacted. People don't give based on their tax
write-off. I don't think about it.
That's right. People don't do it. So the good news is that the donations haven't diminished because of the tax limitation. However, the fact is that these charities make up the shortfall from what government doesn't do. And it's so important for us to be supporting the whole concept of giving. I don't think that it should be limited to just people who itemize, because two-thirds of people don't itemize, and they should get some benefit from
it. And whatever you and I do individually prevents the government, allows the government not to have to do it, and allows these people not to have to depend upon the government. But unfortunately, there are people who want that. They want the government to be more dependent upon, us to be more dependent upon the government, and that's unfortunate. Barbara, thank you for some great insights there. We're going to take a quick break. Barbara's going to be back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Barbara to give us some last thoughts on some year-end tax planning, especially the self-employment IRA. I've got some questions about that I want her to explain to you. I think might benefit you. You still have time, folks, to impact your retirement and your tax planning before the end of the year. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. BarbaraWeltman.com is Barbara's website, by the way, folks. And mine is SmallBusinessAdvocate.com.
Being sung by choirs and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.